Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. The 2025 Harbor Beach Christmas Parade will step off in downtown Harbor Beach on Saturday, December 6th at 5:30 p.m. The event details the 2025 Harbor Beach Christmas Parade, a lighted holiday procession through downtown Harbor Beach this Saturday starting at 5:30 p.m. And it's going through downtown Harbor Beach, including the State Street, Bay Street area. The parade is organized through the Harbor Beach Parade Committee, which is inviting community groups, businesses, and residents to enter floats and walking units. The parade route is from City Hall east on 142 and State Street to the light, then south on M25 Huron Avenue to Trescott Street. There will be no parking on the south side of 142 State Street from City Hall to 5th Street, and no parking on both sides of 142 State Street from 3rd Street, Speedy Q, to the traffic light. For more information or to reserve a spot in a lineup, participants are directed to contact Debbie at 989-670-8639. Only the vehicles in the parade will be allowed to enter Trescott Street by way of 5th Street. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is highlighting a $1.47 billion push to expand high-speed internet across Michigan, calling it the largest broadband infrastructure investment in state history. The package includes $920 million in federal Broadband Equity, Access, and Development, or BEAD, funds, and $550 million in private matching dollars to extend fiber service, with state officials saying Michigan will have the highest number of BEAD-connected fiber locations in the country. Nearly 200,000 homes, businesses, and institutions are expected to gain service through the BEAD build-out, which will install more than 31,000 miles of fiber over the next 4 years, targeting unserved and undeserved areas. State leaders are expanding affordable high-speed internet will support access to jobs, education, healthcare, and other services, building on MIHI's separate Robin program that has already connected tens of thousands of additional locations. And Huron County Technical Center recently announced a Student of the Month recipient for November. Brendan Pomerenke is the HATC Student of the Month for November 2025. He is a senior at Harbor Beach and is a second-year student in the Huron Area Technical Center's Visual Communications Program. He is the son of Dave Pomerenke and Liz Howison of Harbor Beach. Brendan is a gifted photographer with a personal desire to learn and push his skills at every turn. In visual communications, he has stepped up to lead on various projects, helping coach first-year students and working up to a director's position with live productions done in class. Brendan is also an entrepreneur, having started his own multimedia company, working for incoming basketball stars from around the country. His visual communications instructor, Casey Turner, said Brendan was always an easy choice for Student of the Month because he has stepped up to lead in my class this semester. He is a great coach with new students in photography and video production, always patient and encouraging. I see great things on the horizon for him. Brendan is currently enrolled in a Part 107 commercial drone license course and is wanting to pursue his commercial drone certification this spring. His future plans are continuing his multimedia business while learning real estate and traveling the world. He will be honored during a luncheon at the Main Street Cafe located inside the Huron Area Technical Center and receive a certificate of award. When we come back after this Jake's Plumbing and Heating Cooling sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Low room temperature detected in cottage.
What are we gonna do? The cottage is hours away, and our Lennox iComfort thermostat is notifying us it's too cold. What if the furnace isn't working correctly?
Will you calm down? I'll call Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Aren't you glad I suggested we get our cottage winterized and to install Lennox iComfort thermostat?
I guess you were right.
Wow! I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Oh, stop. Just call Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling now.
Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638 to schedule your winterization today. And for added peace of mind, ask about their Lennox iComfort Wi-Fi thermostats that will notify you if you have a problem with your temperature in your home, business, or cottage.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Ubley Road or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox Heating and Cooling Systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, a major nor'easter has disrupted travel and power along large portions of the U.S., East Coast, with forecasters reporting heavy snow, strong winds, and coastal flooding that have led to school closures, road accidents, and airline delays across several states. And in our international news, in the occupied West Bank, the Israeli army has imposed a curfew on the town of Kabatia near Jenin and demolished the homes of two Palestinian prisoners during an operation, actions that Palestinian sources say have intensified tensions and drawn criticism from human rights groups. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb.